Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We've all been through the experience of taking the plunge into selling on eBay, at least that first time. And hopefully we've learned a few things along the way since then. And here now to share what she's learned on her journey and the lessons that have come with it is Robin Yednock-Haas. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Green-Eyed Raven. And I want to spell that out, actually, because what I did is I copied and pasted it, and I didn't realize I cut and pasted it into the page because I like to look at sellers' things. It's GRNEYEDRAVEN. So it's Green-Eyed Raven with no E's for the green, and that's one word. Sorry, Robin. What's the number one piece of advice you would give to a new person coming up to you and saying, hey, I want to sell on eBay?
I would say do your homework and definitely reach out to the eBay community and through Facebook resource groups. And the experienced sellers that you meet along the way, and go to every single eBay event you can go to.
Okay. I'm looking at your listings. Okay. And I'm getting ready to sell clothes for the first time. Only stuff that I have that I've worn like one time. There are a couple of things with even with still the tags on them that I have never worn. Okay, so I'm getting ready to sell these on eBay. There's about 10 or 11 of them. And can you give me any advice for this? A person selling clothing for the first time, it's, you know, we tried to hang it on the wall. It didn't look good. Yours all look pretty good.
Yeah, I'm still a brand new seller, so I'm still learning. And I don't have a mannequin yet. And I'm sure some of my friends are probably doing the big sigh and rolling of the eyes now. But I would definitely say once you go through the groups, your resource groups, and you talk to your friends, I would say try to find the styles or the current styles that are selling the most. And to try to find a white background or a black background to enhance the item that you're selling, because that seems to be a big thing. And then also to make sure that you have a good camera or a good cell phone that can take photos, and so, lighting is a big issue.
So I've noticed that you're hanging some of yours on a closet door.
Correct.
Okay, which if you don't have a mannequin, isn't a bad idea.
Yeah, and what's nice is she's cropped out most of the background, so you don't really, it doesn't stand out that it's against
right.
a closet door, as opposed to standing farther back, not cropping, and we can see in the closet. And babe, that closet needs to be cleaned.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been selling on eBay?
I have been selling since July 2014. I mostly started as a buyer back in June 2004. And then I started selling in July 2014 and then opened my store in March 2015.
So I'm looking at new with tags, vintage, studio plus, size women, Mervyn's 3X black lace sequin long sleeve blouse. You're top rated plus on this. So congratulations to you. You're obviously doing something right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So you've been kind of selling off and on for a couple of years.
Right.
And what do you sell exactly? Not only clothes?
No, I mostly sell clothes, but I just started branching out into home decor, purses, accessories, baseball hats, that kind of thing. Basically anything that I can turn a profit on.
Hmm. So you are an inspiration to new sellers because you're a fairly new seller yourself, and yet you have reached top-rated plus status. If I were to ask you what you think the biggest reason that you reached top-rated plus, what would it be?
I would say it would be my resource group. I'm a part of a group called the Thrifting Board, and they have some stellar sellers in there, and it's their advice and information that I just covet. It's treasured, and all of that, plus them including me in the eBay community, has just been inspirational and motivation for me. So that's the advice that I'd give everybody. It's just do your homework, get into the resource groups, get into the eBay community, and reach out and ask a million questions.
Do you go to a meetup group?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked me. I just went to my first one in San Jose with my darling friend Debbie. She tagged me on Facebook. We drove in together. It was amazing. I met a bunch of sellers. The networking is awesome. I got to meet eBay executives, employees. They caught us up on what was upcoming and current happening in eBay. It was just a great experience for me.
So you're lucky you live in that area. You get to go to the one that's at eBay headquarters.
Yes, and that's the exciting part. It was actually being at the headquarters was just phenomenal. And then I have to say, since I'm a really big fan of your radio show, I got to actually take a selfie with your studio door. So I was really excited.
Oh, hooray!
So, yeah, I'm kind of known for my selfies within the eBay community, and it was kind of an exciting moment for me. So
that's totally
and
cool.
Griff was not in it, of course. But.
Well. No, but talking about events, I'm very excited to say that I will be joining you guys at the eBay Radio event in June.
Yes.
In Vegas next year.
Yes.
So
yes.
I will get my selfie.
Oh, hooray.
Oh, we look forward to it, Robin.
Yes, I am very thrilled and very excited about it. So
Robin, I'm going to whisper something.
Okay.
Just between you and me, okay?
All right.
Can I ask you where you source your items?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would totally love to share that. I thrift in thrift stores and garage sales, and I just started sourcing estate sales. And then I have this new sourcing, which is basically personal sources. So my friends and family now call me with all their great stuff. So it's just been a really fun adventure on the sourcing part.
You know, do you ever say to a friend or a family member, they say, oh, I've got a bunch of stuff, and you say, well, bring them over. We'll sell them on eBay. I don't know, maybe. I don't know. Why? I mean, they have things in boxes.
Right. I totally agree. And I think how I get people motivated is just probably by my excitement and passion about being a seller on eBay. And how I usually get those people to get started selling is I turn them on to the resource groups on Facebook. And then I also show them that, you know, since they're mostly buyers on eBay, that I show them the eBay communities and the bulletin boards and all that stuff. And they realize how easy it is to just kind of immerse yourself into the eBay community because they are so willing to help new people. And there's no stupid question. And that's what I've been doing with my friends and family. So hopefully with the passion and the energy, it'll get them excited just to try onesie, twosie kind of thing. And then if it's like anything that happened to me, you get hooked and then you just want to do it all the time.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should mention a few minutes ago your family and friends. A lot of people don't even think about that. They don't want to bother people. But you need to, it's her exuberance and excitement, she thinks, that got these people to, you know, as another source for her selling.
Yeah.
It was her exuberance, her excitement.
I think that works.
Yeah. And what she's teaching new people is that they're not alone, Griff.
Yeah.
They've got all these sources on Facebook. Good grief, eBay itself is a treasure trove of information.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
They don't have to be alone. I could imagine, can't you imagine how somebody totally alone does not know anybody that sells on eBay ever, and they decide they might want to try. They would feel very, you know, where are they going to find information? They don't know where to go. So you're a great source for that, for giving out information. I like what you're saying. What's been your biggest challenge with selling on eBay?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't really had any challenges.
Did you hear that, Griff?
That's music to my ears.
Just because I kind of did my homework before. So I knew I was going to need help on setting things up and knowing what to sell and how to do listings, etc. So since I'm a big Facebook girl, I just kind of turned to Facebook first, and then I joined some resource groups like the thrifting board, And I just knew, oh, in the eBay community, they're invaluable resources. So I just kind of asked a million and one questions and kind of put myself out there a little bit. And the feedback was just amazing. And they just kind of helped me and motivated me and pushed me along and had awesome advice. And that's how I became a top seller on eBay.
Well, we're speaking with Robin Yednokos, who is a top-rated seller on eBay, and she hasn't been selling that long, and made it this far and became a top-rated seller. What were you doing before this, Robin?
Well, right out of high school and 2 years into my college career, I decided to join the Marine Corps.
Oh,
and I
worked... Semper Fi!
Yeah, Semper Fi. And I worked along medical staff out in the field, and then with that training and expertise, I then began... working along medical staff in a hospital for the last 20 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And eBay is going to be your career. You're becoming an entrepreneur.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I am now full-time seller on eBay.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
That's terrific.
So look up her stuff. She's doing a great job. GRN-eyed Raven. GRN-eyed, EYED. Raven, I guess green was taken, right?
Correct.
I figured as much. So look up her stuff. She's doing great. Robin, we thank you so much for joining us today.
I am absolutely humbled, and I'm just very excited to be on your show.
Oh, you're very sweet.
Well, it's our pleasure.
Thank you so much, Robin.
This segment was brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Up next, meetups and blabs. Ooh, I want to learn about blabs when we continue with eBay Radio.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.
Attention online sellers. Legislators have immense power to affect your bottom line. eBayMainStreet.com is your hub for eBay's fight against unfair and burdensome internet sales taxes, as well as the push for favorable international shipping policies and more. Sign up today for important alerts at eBayMainStreet.com/join. You could be selected to meet with influential legislators. to explain how their decisions could impact your business. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.